of what? Translate the English to me.
Of human or asinine.
When you die, what essence do you carry? The essence of your animal being, which is the donkey of you. Remember, you are a donkey and Jesus on top of it. It says, okay, when you die, you have the essence of Jesus or the donkey. Right? Because all these forms will become fana, will disappear. Then do you have something else? Means, remember, at the end, the form will vanish. But by using this form, you had gained an essence. Either the animal essence or the spiritual one. Which one is you at the end? At the beginning, you are a potentiality, right? And you have form and essence hand in hand. And do you remember he said, you cannot take these forms with you. But don't say these are no good. This will influence the essence. So you're working with both of them, right? He said, but be careful. At the end, what do you have? The forms will go away. You will have an essence. Can we translate it a little bit more understandable? It says, listen. You and your existence is going to fade away. Right? You will not be here. There is only one thing that will remain from you. What is it? What is the essence of you? The meaning of you. Do you remember we talked about it? There is the word and the meaning. This is the form and the essence, right? Your meaning. What is your meaning? If you lived an animalistic life, you mean an animal. When you passed away, an animal was here. So you are carrying the essence of the donkey. But at the end, your meaning could be your spiritual existence here. In what?
We.
In we, exactly. What you offer to we. That's the human essence. Look at you, that at the end, which one do you have? Then he will emphasize on that. Because you could go to philosophy and talk about form and essence, blah, blah, blah. He will say, no, listen carefully. Read it, these two words.
As regards these effects of prayer and fasting, since does not endure for 2 moments, becomes not.
Okay, here was a trick. It goes like this. این عرضهای نماز و روزه را چون که لا یبا زمانین انتفا Arabic. That Arabic is one of these famous sentences which they use in the philosophic argument. There's something which is timely, it's not worth it of talking. We are talking about the length of the time. Temporary stuff are not worthy. This is Arabic stuff. He will bring it in with what? First of all, in arazha means these forms, not accident. The forms. Because he's talking about araz johar, he will repeat the term philosophy here. He will say these forms. Nonsense forms, which are praying and fasting, namaz and ruze. So these forms, they are temporary. Therefore, they are muntafi, they are nonsense. Why? The logic is this. Because you cannot transport, the form. The use of the form is to influence the essence. Remember that. So this is a verse that the Iranian students should memorize. Because I repeated so many times. even in your class, I have repeated it before that, that Rumi will say, listen, the physical meditation you do is just a form. The only value in it is, with that form, you influence your essence. So don't count on them. Count on the influence they have in you. Because when you pray, you are another person. You did something, so therefore you are already changed to what? The prayer will change you to a non-animal part of you is more, right? Animal part will be lesser, because in meditations, I haven't seen any meditation which would do this. There is no way. It brings humbleness. It brings your physical existence down, therefore your spiritual level will rise a little bit. That's how it works. Do not forget the relationship between these two. Always another duality, right? Yes?
As regards these effects of prayer and fasting, since they do not endure for 2 moments, they become naught. It's impossible to carry over the effects, but they take away diseases from the substance, so that the essence becomes changed by means of this form, as when disease is removed by abstinence. By exertion, abstinence, the form becomes the essence.
Now we will try to explain something for honest people who are listening. He's comparing the form and the essence. He say, you know what? When I'm talking about the influence, logically, you go from doing something and the result, right? We're talking about a different thing. Not doing something, avoiding something, and achieving something. So he brings in the examples. First is that, okay, you are sick, so your mouth doesn't feel good. You feel some bitterness in your mouth. The doctor will tell you, do not eat this and that and that and that. And with not doing that, you feel better. What is this? The doctor didn't give you a medicine, advise you not to have something, right? This is first example. The second one goes in agriculture. What happens?
By exertion, abstinence, the form becomes the essence. Although through abstinence, the acrid mouth becomes honey.
This is a very important stuff. You will forget it very easily. Please do not. Because here, we talk about some stuff that to logical people, it looks silly. Logically, you want to achieve something, you have to do something, right? This is the normal thinking. So, this is not what we do. Let's go back. Right from the beginning. You were here for what? Some advice. You wanted me to lead you somewhere. Have I ever told you do this or do that? No, I will not. I will say, don't go there. Don't go there. The choice is yours. The warning from danger comes from me. So mainly I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what not to do. What is fasting? Do not eat. You see, it goes like that. You say, look at it. Yes?
Lamb through sowing is turned into corn, ears of corn. Remedies for the hair turn the hair into chains. Conjugal intercourse was the form. It passed away, and the result, the child, was produced from us. the mating of horse or camel is the cause. The object is the birth of the colt, the result.
So we are looking at the result. We are not looking at these two different stuff coming together. You and not eating coming together. We are looking at the feeling that will be born from it. Because no matter what you do, from your action and the reaction of the environment, something will be born. That's what we are looking for. Yes?
Similarly, the planting of the garden is the cause. Produce of the garden became the substance. Behold the object. Regard also the practice of alchemy as the form. If a substance is produced by that alchemy, bring. Polishing is the form, O Prince. From this cause is born the result.
He got purity. It. He arrived to the point and said, look at the polishing. What is polishing? It's not adding something. It's eliminating something, but at the end, you will have that shiny surface that reflects the goodness, the light. Yes?
Do not say then, I have done deeds. Show the income of those causes. Do not evade.
Means you always brag about what you do, right? I don't care about what you do. What's the result? You could say, oh, I did a good stuff. I had a good meal here. And say, okay, what's the outcome? You became the couch potato. The other one who didn't have a nice meal fasted and has a result to show. The result counts. I don't care about what you do. Because what you do, first of all, is your choice, not mine. You have to choose it because you should be responsible for that, right? But what we are talking about is the outcome, the result. I know that whatever you do, you don't do the magic, you do the animal stuff. I don't care about that. The outcome. Does it make you a better person or not? That counts. And better person? I mean, your soul, your spirit. Yes?
This attribution of qualities is a cause. Be silent. Do not sacrifice the goat's shadow. The slave said, O king, the mind cannot but despair if you say that causes are not carried over. O king, there is nothing but despair for the servant if the cause that has gone is not coming back. If there were no carrying over and resurrection of causes, action would be vain and words babble.
What was all this about? The king was talking something and he brought up that, okay, I don't care about what you do, you're my servant, do whatever you want, but I'm looking for the result. The result counts. Remember, then the guy started to talk about what? He is defending the form. You say, oh, wait a minute. You could say it like this. Wait a minute. Let's be logical here. Because he brings in the Gunuta Aql. And say, okay, according to Aql, let's see. Okay, you said that the form is not important and you cannot carry it with, right? Okay, if it is that, first of all, I should give up. Because where's the hope? When you say nothing will remain here and nothing will come back, where is the hope? And if it's like you say that the form has no importance at all, then what is the responsibility? If my action is not important, the outcome is important, why? Why should I imagine that I would be questioned about what I do? What is the responsibility then? Because I'm doing something and the deeds are not important, right? So what? listen to Dawn's